Hi, I'm Lynette and a grateful member of Al-Anon. I'm also humbled that my group asked me to share with you, as a relative newcomer, my experience and to focus on why, as a new member, I chose to keep coming back. I have more than 60 years with this lifetime of this disease. Family, friends, coworkers, and all of that, I never chose Al-Anon. I did only chose Al-Anon with my most recent experience. I have some nicknames. Growing up, I was the rock. You could throw anything my way. I could handle it. I was unflappable. I also had a nickname professionally. Not so sure I liked this one. The wolf from Pulp Fiction. You could send me into any situation and I could assess it, analyze it, develop educational programs, processes. I could fix it. I'm still not very good at identifying what I feel, and even more so how to express it in words. So I am going to take you on a journey. Several times I took this walk during my journey and beginning with Al-Anon. It's a short little walk in the Stanislaus National Forest. You go over a river on a wooden bridge through a pine meadow, and you end at this ancient basalt formation. And Owen didn't know that I was actually going to speak about a basalt formation when he put it in the flyer. So there was a wildfire and it burned. And I took this walk and all I saw was death and destruction. The thing that really stuck out for me was this large granite rock with charred manzanita branches just enveloping it. That's what I felt like. I felt like my life was death and destruction, and it couldn't get any worse until it did. I realize now that back then I also saw things in black and white. I didn't see the shades of gray. So I'm lucky. Through discovery and intervention, my loved one found a recovery program. In that process, I reconnected with the healthcare provider that I trusted, who specialized in substance use disorders. We went back to that walk, and this time I had my qualifier, and we got to the area of the granite, and through there was green leaves and wildflowers reappearing. I had hope. And I also said, I've got this. I didn't have Al-Anon yet. And I still was in my patterns of how I dealt with life. Well, I had it until I didn't. I continued those patterns and I worked myself into utter mental, emotional, and physical exhaustion. So much so that I required a medical leave. It's only during that medical leave that I took out the Concord Men's Group Al-Anon flyer of slogans and things and read it. And that got me to review the website. And I liked what I saw. This was going to be about me, not about fixing anything. Well, I knew I couldn't go to a meeting that was in a place of worship because I was really angry at the God that I grew up with. And there, and that is what took me to the Kunkelrum at John Muir Hospital. There was an empty seat. I sat down and there was a piece of paper in front of me. I didn't know what that was about. Well, I quickly learned what that was about. Some of you in the room, I can see the smiles on your face. You know exactly what happened. Well, I learned that that's a reading that every week is read and that I was going to have to read it. And I thought, group of strangers, I can read a piece of paper. I started to read it, and those words came alive. They touched me to my core. I choked up. I started to cry. I was mortified. The group kept on going, and somebody else kept on reading it. Now, I sat and stewed in that mortification in that meeting, so I don't think I heard anything that went on. But what happened is the fact that I cracked, that is the first time that I knew, I need to come back. As I came back, I gained confidence. I gained confidence that with the intimacy and the shares, I was not going to lose the anonymity. I also gained confidence that it really is a God and or higher power of your own understanding. It wasn't going to be something forced. And then the emotional intelligence in the room, the ability for people to identify how they were feeling, what tools and Al-Anon that they used. Heck, I wanted that. So I kept coming back. I'm fortunate enough, right before the world shut down, to develop a relationship with a sponsor, my beloved sponsor. So with her and continued presence at the meetings, I continued to gain awareness, but it's only through working the steps that I started to gain acceptance of this disease and who I was and what my part was and how I chose to handle it. I knew the program was working because during the pandemic, we became a multi-generational household of three healthcare professionals passing the toddler around like a hot potato of who's going to watch the toddler while all three healthcare professionals work. I didn't always have a sense of serenity and peace, but I know it was because of this program that I didn't go to the depths of despair. So, keeping this to 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you why I keep coming back. I want to put this love into action. I want to stop passing on unprocessed pain. And I know opportunities for growth almost daily. And I know I can get into old patterns. So I need the meetings. I need the work with my sponsor. I need meditation. I need prayer. And to this day, I try to remain mindful and fully present with those readings that we read every single week. And the reason I do is because I hear something different. So I'm going to take you on my little walk again. And this is after being in Al-Anon for a little over a year. I am with that loved one who is still in recovery. We approach the walk. The aspen are in full bloom doing their little dance. We get ready to cross the little footbridge into the forest, and we are surrounded by a swarm of insects. It was a cloud of ladybugs. Oh my gosh, I felt so lucky. I felt joy. I felt hope. It was amazing. I've never been in a swarm of ladybugs. I continued to walk, and in the pine forest were all sorts of wildflowers and green growth was happening. I got to that ancient basalt formation. I've been looking at this thing for more than 30 years, but I saw it again like I did the first time I saw it. I can't tell you how overwhelming or the feeling that I got. But all of a sudden, I had a spiritual awakening. That thing's been here for 100,000 years or more and seen the test of time and was there the whole time I was in my depths and going through this process. I felt a spiritual awakening, serenity, and surrender in that moment. And if it weren't for Al-Anon, I know I wouldn't have had that experience. So for the next chapter of my journey, Al-Anon is going to be a part of it. And I hope that if there are any newcomers listening or in this room, that you hear something tonight, or you heard something in a reading or something that a speaker had to say that keeps you coming back. So thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I'm a grateful member. So thank you for letting me do this.